for calling Dorothy Jane with D-System Sales. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's me again, the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard an interesting interview today that you probably missed. Thai Yong Ho, he was a diplomat from North Korea who defected. Basically a summary of one of his comments was, the greater the power you have, the less freedom you have. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, I've seen that. The greater you advance in the corporate world, in the institutional church, in the political world, the less freedom you have. Because if you're not in lockstep with that particular institution, you've got a problem. And, you know, some institutions, as I described even yesterday, don't play fair. And, of course, there is an institution that alleges that it is obedient to Christ and is the one who in this world proclaims his ways, and of course misses the little aspect about love. The irony is today, I went to Chattanooga today, which is, you know, very out of the norm for me. I got behind the wheel of a vehicle and drove. Last time I did that was about 3 months ago. It's very strange to drive every 3 months. But I did indeed drive. I drove my friend Mike to see his doctor in Chattanooga today. And, you know, it's called an act of love. I guess my family doesn't seem to want to understand it, doesn't want to live it, or is afraid to. Maybe because they've obtained some power and lost their freedom. One of the freedoms I have right now is the freedom to love. It's marvelous. Dorothy Jane, I love you.